You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
Word is decryption. Spelled D as in the Dorabella cipher, E as in the Enigma machine, C as in the Choctaw Code Talkers, R as in Room 40, Great Britain's first cryptanalysis section in World War I, Y as in the Ochsdock case, a mysterious unsolved German code spelled Y-O-G-T-Z-E. P as in the Japanese purple code in World War II. T as in Alan Turing. I as in information. O as in one-time pads. And N as in the Navajo code talkers. Definition: a process of converting encrypted data into something that a human or a computer can understand. Example sentence from Code Girls by Liza Monday, quote, "The Poles broke the Enigma during the 1930s, in part thanks to a German who passed schematics and decrypted messages to French intelligence who passed it to them and to a commercial model they obtained," unquote. Origin and context. Humans have been trying to prevent spies and unwanted recipients from decrypting communications for practically as long as known history. As far back as 600 BC, the ancient Spartans used a device called a cytel to send secret messages during battle so that if the message fell into enemy hands, their opponents wouldn't be able to understand the order of battle. In modern times, some of the most thrilling decryption stories happened in the early 1900s. There's the story of Elizabeth Smith Friedman, who founded from scratch the American code-breaking effort before World War I and broke the codes of rum runners during Prohibition, working for the Justice and Treasury Departments, the Customs Bureau, the Coast Guard, and other agencies. Incidentally, she designed the codes used by the Office of Strategic Services, the predecessor to the CIA. There's the story of the American effort from the Pentagon and Arlington Hall, led by Elizabeth's husband, William Friedman, to decrypt the Japanese purple code during World War II, a code generated by a modified German Enigma machine and used for diplomatic traffic. There's the story of Navy analysts in Hawaii and Washington breaking the Japanese JN-25 contact codes that led to the assassination of Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto, the commander of the Imperial Japanese Navy, and the winning of the Battle of Midway. But my favorite story is the work done at Bletchley Park during World War II, where British analysts, mostly women, decrypted messages created by the German Enigma machine that allowed the Allies to know what the Germans were going to do on the battlefield before the German commanders in the field knew. Nerd reference. The 2014 movie The Imitation Game dramatized the efforts of Alan Turing, my all-time favorite computer science hero, and his colleagues decrypting the codes created by the German Enigma machine during World War II. In this scene, the first decryption breakthrough, Turing, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, has an insight that leads to the fall of the entire German encryption system. Turing's nickname for the decryption machine that he and his team built is Christopher, but most people refer to that machine as the bomb. You'll hear Hugh Alexander, played by Matthew Good, and Joan Clark, played by Keira Knightley.
What if Christopher doesn't have to search through all of the settings? What if he only has to search through ones that produce words we already know will be in the message?
Repeated words. Predictable words.
Exactly.
Send a weather report every day at 6 a.m. So that's three words we know will be in every 6 a.m. message. Weather, obviously, and...
Heil bloody Hitler.
Heil bloody Hitler. I need a new message. The latest intercept.
M Y S S A I S S O O A Y Y R R I.
Kamis Jaguar, East Aufpunkt is directed to 53 degrees 24 minutes north and Aufpunkt 1 degree west.
Turns out that's the only German you need to know to break Enigma.
Yes!
With this decryption breakthrough, the Bletchley Park gang probably saved 20 million lives and shortened the war by at least 2 years.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.